Well, good morning. Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant about spiritual things, spiritual gifts. So today we're going to talk a little bit about spiritual gifts. I can't unpack everything because there isn't time. I'm really sorry. There's so much more I could say. But we will say lots this morning. But first of all, I was thinking, I have some pictures here and I need a helper actually before I start. Who would like to be the microphone person? Well, you might have to put your gift down. Thank you very much. So, need to look out and see who puts their hand up, okay? Good, thank you, Elliot. So, my first question is about superheroes. Who is this superhero and what is their superpower? Let's have a look. Who have we got first? Anybody know? Go on. Hand up. Who is it? And what's their superpower? I can see one right at the back there on the right. That's it. They're not trick questions. Well, the last one's a little bit tricky.
Superman.
Superman? What's Superman's superpower?
I don't know. Flying.
Flying Superman. Yeah, awesome. Thank you very much. Next one. It always does this to me. Can you? Yeah, thank you. Ooh, I'll give you a clue for those of you who are my age and older. Who's that? And what? Oh, down here. Who's that? And what's her superpower?
Wonder Woman, and she had a golden lasso thing.
She did.
That did
She's
something.
She's able to capture people with her lasso. That's right. Delta Truth. That's right. And she could also move very quickly, from what I can remember as well. So she was super fast. Who's this? Dale? Who's that?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. What's Spider-Man's superpower?
Like a spider.
My tiger.
Like making spider webs, yeah. And apparently, I was reading as well, he can communicate with spiders. That's a little bit creepy, but there we go. Last one. Now, this is the tricky one. You all know who it is. Who's that?
Is it Batman?
Batman. What's his superpower? Does he have a superpower?
He does kung fu, and he's a very and he's like Sherlock Holmes. He can solve clues and puzzles.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very clever. He's mega intelligent. I think that'd be a really cool superpower to have. Actually, I'd love that superpower. Thank you, Elliot. So the question I have for everybody here is, what superpower would you like? If you could have a superpower, what superpower would you like and why? We're not going to go around. I'd like to chat to the person next to you. Chat to the person next to you. Have a little think. What superpower would you like? And then we're going to come round with the microphone. Not quite yet. Have a little chat. But why do you want that superpower? That's really important. Oh, it's a fun question, isn't it? I like that question. Do you know what? I'm going to pretend that I have the power to grant your superpower, okay? But I'm going to tell you whether I'm going to grant it or not when you tell me about your superpower, okay? So I'll tell you mine in a minute. Do you want to start with Jo? What would you like to be able to do and why?
I would like to be able to read my husband's mind.
Okay, we won't go there. Why? To understand him better. To understand him better.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to grant your superpower. Sorry. Right, down here. Come on, kids, you must have thought about it.
I'd like to be able to eat anything I like and not put on weight.
Okay, that's very, yeah, I'm with you on that. I'd like that too, but I'm not going to grant your superpower either.
I'd like to be able to speak many languages fluently. I'd like to be able to speak many languages fluently.
And why would you like to speak many languages fluently? That would be cool.
Because learning languages is really hard. I'd like to just be able to do it.
Okay, so you'd like to be able to do it better?
Yeah.
Quicker?
No, I want to just be able to do it. I want to wake up tomorrow and just be able to...
Okay, yeah, why?
Speak as many things.
It would be easier for you. I'm not going to grant yours either. Right. Come on, anyone else at the back? What superpower would you like? Go around. Colin's there, look.
Healing.
Healing. Why would you like the power of healing, Colin?
Because people need healing and blessing.
Fabulous. I'm going to grant your superpower. Wish you could, but I come as God can, actually. Healing is a gift of the Spirit. We're going to get into that in a minute. Right, one more then.
To make everything eco-friendly.
To make what, sorry?
Everything eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly. Why would you like to do that?
Because it would help us get cleaner environments.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm going to grant your superpower. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Now then, there were a couple of superpowers that I said yes to. Can you see the link between them? There was something about those superpowers that set them apart from the ones I said no to. Could anyone pick up on what it was that was different about those? Caroline, do you want to... Elliot!
Those superpowers were for use for other people.
Yes, thank you. They were for other people. They were to bless other people and to help other people. That's right. Now, because I was thinking, some of the gifts of the Spirit are a bit like superpowers because they're supernatural. And actually, we couldn't do the thing that the power is talking about unless we have the power of God to do it. We couldn't do it in our own human ability. So it's like healing, like Colin asked for. Miracles is another gift of the Spirit that is totally supernatural because naturally we can't perform miracles. So they're a bit like superpowers. Now then, for those of you who like a bit of Greek, it's interesting. Well, the word Paul uses for gift in the passage that we've just heard is the Greek word charisma. Which has its roots in the word charis, which means grace. Some of you may have known that, but some of you may not know that. So a spiritual gift is a free gift of God's grace. I like that. But it's also interesting because charisma is where we get the word charismatic from. And we talk about charismatic services and charismatic worship. But actually, I just want to say that charismatic worship isn't this. It's fun and it's, you know, we worship God like that, but that's not charismatic worship. It's not, and some people call it happy clappy. That is not charismatic worship, folks. Charismatic worship is using the gifts of the Spirit in the worship service. That's charismatic worship. The other's just lively contemporary worship, you could call it. But true charismatic worship is using the gifts, which is what we're going to do today, actually. Really exciting. So, first thing to say, as gifts from God, they're not a reward for being good or holy. They're not a reward for praying a lot, although you might pray a lot, or for coming to church. Thank you for coming today, and those watching online, you too. So they're not a reward for the things that we do in our Christian life. They're freely given. You can't earn them, because a gift is freely given. It's not payment. When I get paid my wages for my cleaning, I don't call it a gift. It's my wage. It's my payment for doing my job. Paul says that there are different gifts, but one Lord. And he gives the gift to each one as he determines. So it's God's decision, or the Holy Spirit's decision, if you like, who gets what gift or gifts. And you know what? We should expect there to be lots of different gifts in this congregation because we're all different. And God is a God of creativity. And you know what? Everybody has one. Or more than one, sometimes. But everybody has one. They're for everybody. They're not just for people who we might think are super spiritual or people who are up here, up front. They're for everybody, and I would really love to emphasise as well that children can use spiritual gifts, because actually in a lot of ways children are less encumbered than we are. They're very attuned to spiritual things. If you've read anything about children's spirituality, you'll know that. And they don't have that critical analysis that we do. We filter everything as adults, you know. I'm not sure I should say that. like when I had the picture of the pineapple a few weeks ago, a picture of a pineapple, you know, come on, God, it's a pineapple. You know, we kind of filter everything, but a child probably doesn't do that, and they, like, say it as it is. And sometimes God needs us to say it as it is, in love, of course. Children can use spiritual gifts. And also, folks, we can't compare ourselves to one another because we're all different. And the gifts that we're given are given for us to do a job. And they're given for the benefit of the community. Lou used this quote a couple of weeks ago and I loved it. So I'm going to use it again. Theodore Roosevelt said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." If we compare ourselves to what everybody else is doing, we will forget that God's given us a gift that we can use and we can glorify him just as much and get just as much pleasure, if you like, from serving God as anyone else. Our gifts are unique to us and God's blessed us with our gifts. So don't look at anyone else's gifts and think, oh, I wish I had that gift. Although Paul does say, eagerly desire the gifts that actually have the biggest impact, is what he was saying. Because some aren't up here and some down here, because they're all needed and they're all useful. So, I'm going to ask. I need my microphone again. Can you remember in the reading we had, why does the Holy Spirit give us these gifts, these powers? What are they for? In fact, Peter, when he read it, he actually slowed down when he read this part of the reading. And I've already said it too. I've given the game away. What are they for? Can anyone? It doesn't have to be exactly the same words.
Given for the common good.
For the common good.
Hello.
Thank you, Nigel. They're for the common good. So they're to benefit everybody. They're not for us to feel good about ourselves or to be proud. Do you remember I only granted the superpowers that were to help everybody? Because the superpower I would love is, I'd love to be able to read super quick, and then I'd be able to do my essays really quickly. That'd be fantastic. But actually, it doesn't benefit anyone else apart from me. The gift of tongues is a bit like that, unless it's used in a corporate context, in which case it can benefit everybody, but you need someone to interpret it as well. They're to benefit everybody. Now, the lists in the Bible, we had one list from Corinthians. They're not complete lists. A list isn't exhaustive in the Bible. It's illustrative. So they're examples of gifts. And there are two other places where Paul lists gifts. And they're in Romans and Ephesians. So I wonder if anybody would like to read out the gifts we find in the passage in Romans. I have it all typed here even. You don't even need a Bible. Although you might like to look at it in a Bible. Romans 12, verses 4 to 8. Anybody fancy giving that a shot? Anybody? We'll bring the mic round. You see, this morning it's participation. You didn't know that when you came in, did you?
I wish for supervision so I could see the writing. Yeah.
I'm going mad. Thank you.
There you go. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophecy is in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
Thank you. Who would like to read Ephesians 4, verses 3 to 13? Another list of gifts. Oh, Helen down here. Do you want to give that to her? Thank you
very much. Wow. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. one God and Father of us all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. In brackets, what does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So, Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
Thank you. So, there are lots of gifts listed there. I wonder, there's a few of them, that's not all of them. Did any surprise you? And why? Did any surprise you? No? Helen, got a hand up over there. Down, Helen. Have a look at that list. They're spiritual gifts.
I'm not surprised, but it is a surprising thing because something like administration, you think, well, I can do that anyway, can't I? Mm. You know. But God kind of somehow adds to what you might naturally are able to do, and makes it a sort of special gift.
Absolutely, thank you. Brilliant, that's exactly what I was going to say. That's so cool. A lot of them sound very exciting, don't they? Miracles, prophecy, healing, really exciting. Administration. Showing mercy, actually. Helping. Sounds a bit ordinary, doesn't it? But Helen's exactly right. Some of the gifts are supernatural in that we couldn't do them unless we had God's spirit, God's power to do it. Some of them are natural abilities, like administration. Some of us are very organised and we like to organise things, and we're good at writing letters and putting things down on paper. You see, God blesses our natural abilities so that they become more fruitful, like Helen said. It's like they're kind of supercharged. So we actually get more done and they have God's blessing on them. Even though they're what we would naturally do, they're, maybe you could use the word anointed. They're, you know, they are special. They're boosted by God's power and they have abundance and they bring life. For example, you might have the gift of encouragement, which means that you know how to just make people feel stronger and have courage, and you may be able to see opportunities for people to have a go at something, and you really like to help people to do things and have the gift of encouragement because that's what you always do. But actually, with God's blessing on that gift, that's a real gift to the church, actually. I you know, we really need the encouragers. I love the encouragers. And I'd say also that those gifts that are kind of natural but supernatural, they're often the things that we really like to do. Because God uses our personalities. He uses us as whole people. And if we like to do something, God will bless that and use it for his glory in his service. So now I need some volunteers. I need 5 people to help me up front, please. You don't particularly have to say anything. You can be young people or not. I'm trying to just move this out of the way so you can see everybody. There we go, that's a bit better. Oh, hello, 5. 1, 2, should we put that down a second? Come on, you know you want to. Any adults? Anyone?
One adult.
Come on, an adult, be brave. You don't have to say anything particularly. Peter, thank you, good man. Right. Oh, fantastic. Thank you, guys. Can you get it on? We'll just pop it round your shoulders if we can't get it on. Oh, that's okay. Don't worry. I tell you what. So we just... Da-da-da-da. They are transformed. Thank you. Right. We have a...
Decorator.
We have a... Construction worker, builder. We have a...
Doctor.
We have a... Can you see that from down there? He's got a hairbrush and scissors and a comb. Hairdresser, yeah. And we have a... Fabulous. Now, guys, I've got a gift for you all. Didn't know you were going to get a gift today, did you? Oh, wow. I'm going to give... Whoops, a daisy. Can I give you that? Don't open it just yet.
It's
heavy. Ooh. I'm going to give you that one. Don't open it just yet. Okay. I'm going to give... Oh, you get the big one. Don't drop it. I'm going to give you the... That one. I hope I've got these right. I'm going to give you that one. There we go. Right, do you want to open your gifts? Yeah, you do. There's something to help you.
What do I need bubble wrap? I get a lovely...
You've got a box. Don't worry about the paper.
We'll just...
Well, we can play. Okie dokie. So, do you like your gift?
I like it.
It's very nice. Will that help you to do your painting job? Okay. Now then, do you like your gift? Can you show everybody what you've got? Some nice microfiber cloths, Mr. Builder. Do you like your gift, Mr. Doctor, Mrs. Doctor? No. You don't like it? Do you like your gift?
Yeah, I
like it. You're going to whack the glasses on the head. Great. How about Mr. Cleaner?
No.
Does that... No. Do you want to give the gift to who you think might need it?
Here you go.
Oh, right. Who needs that one then? Oh, there we go. That's for you. Look. Ah, I got a smile then. Are you happy with your gifts now? Do you think they'll help you do your job?
Yes.
QED. Thank you very much. Should we give them a round of applause, everybody? Do you want to leave your things on the Thank you very much. You may all go and sit down and leave your bits and pieces. Thank you. That's cool. Thank you. I'll just shove it all over here. Thank you very much. We'll just quickly move it that way and that way. I'll need this later. So. The gifts of the Spirit are given to help us to do the job that we need to do. If somebody with a toothache comes for prayer, the gift of prophecy isn't going to get rid of their toothache. But the gift of miracles or the gift of healing might. Sometimes we're given a gift for a specific purpose, and it's a bit like taking a tool out of a toolbox because we need that gift at that particular time. Sometimes we find ourselves using a gift a lot, and we might call that a ministry. For example, a ministry of healing or a ministry of evangelism. Remember that God equips those he calls. I want to just say a little bit, very briefly, about some of the gifts because, as Mike said, somebody in our congregation who has had a word of knowledge. And she's hopefully going to just say a little bit about how she got that word of knowledge. Now, a word of knowledge is one of the prophetic gifts, and it means that we know something that we couldn't know by ourselves. It's revealed to us supernaturally by God. So Jesus saying to Nathanael, "I saw you under the fig tree," is a word of knowledge, because he couldn't see him physically, but he knew he was under the fig tree. Nathanael, wow! A word of wisdom is also one of the gifts that's listed by Paul. A word of wisdom is just knowing exactly what to say at the right time. So I believe that Jesus used that when he had the coin and they said, "Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar? Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and render unto God what is God's." I believe that was a perfect word of wisdom at that point, because they wanted to trick him. But he knew exactly what to say at that particular point. One thing about the gift of tongues, Paul talks a lot about it in Corinthians, so if you want to go into it, have a look, see what he says. Tongues is a gift that's given for us to speak to God, but if it's used in a communal, congregational setting, there will always be an interpretation, because God is a God of order. And if somebody speaks a word in tongues and we don't know what they're saying, then God will want to let us know what they're saying as they speak to God in that special, Paul calls heavenly language, or as we know in Acts, the first disciples actually received a gift of tongues that enabled them to speak in a foreign language, which is something that we were thinking about earlier. So it can be a foreign language. There are many examples of that you don't actually know, but you can speak it. That's very often used in an evangelistic missionary setting. Or there's the gift of the spiritual language, which is our spirit talking to God, which we don't understand, or you may pray for wisdom to understand what you're saying. God may give you that. Or you may just use it and it helps you to express something that you can't actually express. You can't find the words for it. So God will give you this language to help you to express yourself when you pray to him. Again, I really want to stress, it's not given to people because they're better than anyone else. They're not super spiritual. It is often given, actually, to very new Christians. It's not a reward for being a faithful Christian that you finally speak in tongues. And Paul says, he lists it in that list in Corinthians. He says, "Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all speak in tongues?" And the answer to them all is no. So it's not a gift everybody has, is what I believe from Paul's teaching in Corinthians. So that's just a little bit about the gifts. If you want to know more, please come and talk to me. There are plenty of really good books around as well. Read 1 Corinthians, and it's really helpful, actually. And Paul talks about everything being done in order. He says when you come together, one might have a tongue, one might have a prophecy, but do it all in order. So God's a God of order, not chaos. When the Spirit comes, he's not going to make it chaotic. He's going to make it ordered and peaceful and right. So, in our Ephesians passage, we heard Paul said Christ gave himself the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That's a bit of a wow, actually, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, being Christ-like, being totally available to God for him to use us. So the gifts are given to equip us for works of service, and that means service in the church, as we're going to do today, or service in the world, actually. God's on a mission, and he's on a mission to show people that Jesus died for them and that he loves them and that there's a way for people to know him. And he wants us to use our gifts when we're out there in the world as well to bless people. And they're for the common good, as we heard before. They're to make us more effective as a church in what we do here, because what we do in here will influence what we do when we're out there as well. So if we're built up here as believers, then our witness and what we do in the world will be supercharged. hope that makes sense. So, to finish, I'd like us just to reflect for a few minutes. What gifts do you have? What spiritual gifts do you have? What natural gifts do you have that you would like to offer to God for him to use in his service? We thought about this in the Growing Good course, actually, and there was a little template for us to write on our gifts. What I'd love to do is for us to say thank you to God for those gifts today and to offer them to him. So if you're not sure what your spiritual gift is, you may be able to chat with people who know you and they might be able to tell you what your gifts are. But if you're not sure, I'd like you've all should have a person shape. If you haven't got one and a pen to write down on, put your hand up and somebody will come and bring you, one of our lovely welcome team will bring you one. So if you haven't got one of these when you came in and you would like one, if you indicate, somebody will bring you one and a pen. We're going to say thank you to God for the gifts and abilities we have. We're going to ask him to use those gifts and to bless them for his glory. Joe's going to play some music for us as we do this, and I'd like to invite you to come up to the front, to the table here, and to place your person, symbolically offering yourself to God. You could just write me on it. That's great. God wants all of us. He doesn't just want part of us. On the table. And then there are some baskets. I have a little gift for you too. I have a little dove. You may not be able to see that because it's quite small. But the dove shape is to remind us that we all have the Holy Spirit in us to equip us to be the people God wants us to be and to do the jobs God wants us to do. So please take one of these away as well when you come up. We're just going to have a time of music and reflecting. And as and when you want to, please just come up and then we'll move into the time of worship as we do that too.